Hello, my name is Zaria. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Oh, no, not a testing site, a vaccination site.
All right. So, for that matter, you would have to call the vaccine registration line, and they can get you registered and finding and help you find a location that's near you. I'd be happy to assist you with that number.
Can you please? Then I have one quick question. I'll take that number down
I'm
first.
sorry, you're going in and out.
Okay. I want that number. Then I have a question for you. Once I
Okay.
take the number down.
Okay. Are you ready for that number yet?
I'm ready.
All right, so that number is 855-566.
5 6 8.
5333.
5 3 3 3. Okay. I no, thank you.
All right. And what's your question?
I'm calling on behalf
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not sure if you're like really far from the phone or if you're just having bad service, but I can't hear anything you're saying. It's
Okay. Give me 1 second. 1 second. 1 second.
Hey, I think that's better.
Okay, that's much better. How may I help? How may I assist
Yeah.
you?
Okay. I'm calling on behalf of two senior citizens, ladies, 172 and 174, and they have been given a runaround. They are registered on the site. And they've been running around. They're registered, but they haven't got an appointment. They've been registered for almost 3 weeks now, and there are people that are much younger than them that's getting vaccinated, and they're running from like the Parker High Birmingham Center to UAB Highland, and wherever they go, they're saying, "Well, the system shows you're registered, but you don't have a date." So something is going wrong. I'm not sure what. I don't seem to know. If you can help me or point me to somebody that can help them, help me to help them.
So have they contacted that vaccine registration line that I told you about? I mean, that I just gave you the number to?
Yeah, they can see them in the system, but they haven't got an appointment, right? So they've been getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, going down to a site to see if they can be a walk-in for the overage and. That's not happening. Yeah, and these people are, 72 and 74 years old.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. Unfortunately, we don't have any access of like, trying to get them, trying to see why they haven't been called back. Unfortunately, once that line pre-registers you, then you just have to wait for a call back, or they'll like if you provide their email, they'll email you or whatever. But we don't have any way of seeing why, it's taken so long. Or why people, who are younger are getting that vaccine. All we can do is really answer, coronavirus questions on this line. But if you needed more assistance, let me give you this website. Hold just a
Okay.
second. I think, okay, here it is. Alabama is www dot Alabama.
A whole word, just
The
AL.
entire spelling of Alabama.
Okay.
Public health.
Okay.
And then after public health is dot gov.
Okay.
Slash COVID-19, and that's just COVID-19. It's no dash between that.
Okay.
Slash vaccine
Okay.
dot HTML, and that'll pretty much give you a little bit more insight on like what's going on with the vaccine, or like to see like if there are any places available where you can go and manually, online and request, I mean not request, but get an appointment. Like certain health departments may have where you can get that appointment. Also, has she called the Jefferson County? I know Jefferson County is doing. You guys are in Jefferson County, is that correct?
That is correct.
I know Jefferson County has a separate number. We don't have that, but I know for a fact that number that I gave you, they have the number to the Jefferson County Clinic, and Jefferson County citizens have to register on that line.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Hopefully,
okay.
I've been able to help.
Yeah.
If you need any additional information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. Likewise. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.